Well, you are listening to the sweet sounds of Evan Champagne. This dude takes an organic approach, infusing a variety of styles and instrumentation together with the acoustic guitar. I don't know why I'm sounding like a radio guy. A multi-instrumentalist with truly signature vocals, he pushes things a step further with his artful use of live dub technology, a.k.a. Jacob Moon. I mean live looping, sorry. Evan performs unique renditions. I'm so glad to have Evan Champagne in the studio. The website is evanlive.ca. Instead of talking about him, let's listen to him. Well, it's at this point in the show that we want to kind of give a little shout-out to Amber McLean. This would be the second time she's canceled on me, and I'm starting to feel like I'm back in grade 8. Rejected by all the girls at the dance and stuff like that.
She's just shy.
Remember passing notes that said, "Will you go around with me?" Remember that, Timmy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember all the rejection letters back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Evan Champagne, thanks, dude. Thanks for coming all the way from where?
Brantford, Ontario.
Wow. What?
The telephone city.
What's in Brantford, really? I mean, well, what's in Brantford? Brantford.
What's in Brantford?
Yeah.
My favorite, Wayne Gretzky is from Brantford, and Walter Gretzky, of course, is still in Brantford. And
right. I don't know who these people are.
That's okay. They don't matter. Okay. just the best hockey player that's ever lived.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big hockey fan, but Walter Gretzky is a great guy. He's kind of involved a lot of charity work and awareness of charity and stuff. And Brantford, my favorite part is honestly the nature. It's a town built around nature, in my opinion. So it's. It's got a river that runs right through the middle of it, just like the movie. Lots of nature.
River
trail.
Runs through it. Runs nice, through yeah. It. I actually know Brantford a little bit. I bought my saddle there. There's a great Western tack store.
It's just up the street from my house. We should hang out next time you come.
Okay, right. So, Amber McLean was scheduled again. The last time she was scheduled on the train. By the way, this is turning into an Amber McLean hour. Last time she was scheduled, she was stuck on a train somewhere and couldn't make it, so she suggested some great musician to come in, and I said, well, if you're going to cancel on me again, you better show
somehow
up.
Somehow you got stuck with me.
Somehow Evan Champagne showed up. I don't know how this happened. You have this looping thing that you're known for, and for the new people out there that are listening, looping is playing something into a little machine, and it records that. It's kind of like Snapchat for guitar.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a tape recorder on the floor that you work with your feet, and anything you play on your guitar or sing through your microphone, you can record on the fly, live. So hence the term live looping.
Mm-hmm.
And once you create that loop, it just circles around and around, and you can add different things in the loop to kind of build up a full sound and do all kinds of cool stuff that you might not be able to do otherwise as a solo act.
This CD was produced where?
This CD was made, engineered, and mixed in Valparaiso, Indiana, with my good friend Jeremy McKillis.
Not Jeremiah?
Not Jeremiah, no. Jeremy, yeah. Great producer. Also the frontman for Red Umbrella, which is a great indie band throughout the last decade. And I heard his stuff. I heard their stuff. Really impressed with the work they did and how they put their stuff together, and got in touch with Jeremy and did this project with him over the course of about 3 years. Kind of a long process, but a lot of fun.
Good.
And it's expensive recording as well on your own. I'm independent and unsigned and all that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Am I allowed to swear on
that? No.
We can do a little horn sound later.
Beep boop.
Let's talk about the tack. Tim was just raving about your guitar, your Tacamini, mm-hmm. and it would be with you for how long? How long have you had this guitar for?
I saved up my paper route money
when
I
not
was
long?
15 to get this guitar. I remember spending about $800 for it. The guy at the time that sold to me was getting into MIDI guitar, which is, I guess at the time it was all the rave. Now it's just kind of lame. But so I got this guitar for a steal, and it stood up. It stood the test of time.
Yeah.
It's I've played about 2,500 shows on
wow.
it.
And seriously?
I'm 37 now, and... Yeah, you can tell by the case it's riveted together now. Am I allowed to move? I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what the rules are here.
Yeah, there's no rules.
I'm just slapping. But, yeah, you can see the The rivets are holding it together.
Look at that.
The handle
fell off back in 85.
That's a good line. The handle fell off back in 85.
That could be a song almost.
That's it right there. All right, well, what's the first song you're going to do for us, man?
Well, the title track on the, or not the title track, but the first track on the CD, the EP, is called Way Back. And I thought maybe I'd start with that one. It's kind of, all my songs are more questions than answers. I'm not one of those guys that has a lot of answers in life. And
well, you're on the right show then, man.
Spirituality has been just as confusing as it has been enlightening for me. And so Way Back is about just finding your way and to the things that you love in life, but also to the things that you want to be and want to have in your life and strive to become. So kind of a journey song, I guess. So like maybe that would be a good one to start with.
I think that's a perfect one. Absolutely perfect. For here on the Drew Marshall Show. Mm-hmm. His first time and hopefully not his last. Mr. Evan.
Again.
What's that?
Unless he swears again. Unless
then he's definitely out of here.
Gone.
Evan Champagne.
I wanted you more than you know. Oh, I wanted you to stay. Now I don't trust myself. I'm back here again. Can't believe this time. It's got me singing. I don't trust myself. I'm back here again. Can't believe this time. It's got me singing. Oh, I hope that you. I'm so far away, trying to make my way back to you. Somehow, my way back. My way back. Oh, this hurts me more. Door was already closed. I don't trust myself. I'm back here again. I can't believe this doubt. It's got me sinking. I don't trust myself. I'm back here again. I can't believe this doubt. It's got me.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. Man. Okay, so I've, you know, before you came on the show, I had to listen to you to see whether I liked you or not. And what am I trying to say here? Listening to what I listened to, I thought, no, this guy's good. This guy's good. He's got a lot of talent. But you are like a freak right in person. Like,
that means a lot.
I think the studio screws you up.
Yeah, the studio
takes away from what you. There's so much power and resonance, man.
I think you get comfortable in an environment, and whatever that environment is, that's that. You know, repetition's the mother of skill, and for me, it's been live shows,
yeah.
And then, oh, you got to put a studio album. No, you got to put something out on CD. So you squish yourself into the studio, and it's a little. You know, you try to make a record, and it's very. It's very robotic, kind of. So, but Jeremy was great. Working with Jeremy was great. He kind of let me do my thing and approach things. So the CD does have some live feel to it, but really it's tough. You know, live is my thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just who I am and stuff. But I really appreciate the compliment. I know you've interviewed some really freaking amazing people. I'm so back and swearing on line. You'll see me gauging myself. So that means a lot. So I really appreciate that. And like I said before I came in here, I kind of feel like I should be interviewing you. I was kind of listening and checking out some of your stuff too. And I had it on all morning because everything that came up, you know, when you're watching YouTube videos, the next one will line up in the columns. You just click the next one, and, oh, that's interesting, too. I just kept clicking, and they were all interesting, you know, and they just kept going.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, so musically, you know, the same kind of questions we would ask a lot of people in these sorts of interviews, influences and stuff like that. Who rocks your world?
I think, everyone says the Beatles, so they've been, I'll just be like everyone else and say the Beatles. I've always gravitated towards songs more than artists, and I'll just kind of skim across the musical universe and listen for something that grabs me, whether it's a guitar hook or a vocal or an arrangement.
Yeah.
And so, you know, guys like the Beatles, Jack Johnson, Neil Young, Queen, Supertramp. I was listening to The Crime of the Century on my way over here today, and I just love the harmonica at the beginning of the record. But a lot of the old stuff grabs me, and these days you really got to dig to find anything original. You're almost going to have more luck going back 3 decades to find original sounds these days than today. But these days, you know, I the Kings of Leon are kind of cool. They have, you know, they have their sound and stuff. And
Why can't I remember the name of the guy, Roger Hodgson from Supertramp? We had a great interview with him a while
ago.
That's
amazing, man.
Yeah, that was a cool.
Some of the people I don't know how you've pulled it off, but it's fantastic. Just the body of work that you've done, like the interview.
Excuse me. You're like a typical Canadian musician in that you're trying to make things about other people. This needs to be about you.
This needs to be about me.
Stop it. And not Amber McLean.
She is awesome, though. Yeah, she is cool. Obviously, you've heard her play before.
Yeah. No, she's gold. Yep, we're going to try to get her back on the show again. Let's do another song, man. What do you want to give us?
We can do something a little more ballady. There's a kind of a lost love song.
A lost love song? Is that what it's actually called?
No, it's actually called Love You All My Life. But
all right. Well, folks, Love You All My Life. Mr. Evan Champagne, live again on the Drew Marshall Show.
When I think of starting over, the thought of a weighs down on my mind. And if I think of growing older without your love in my life, oh, I could love you all my life. I could love you all my life. I could love you all my life. Yeah, yeah. I need you by my side. I need you in my life. When I think of all the mistakes I've made, they all weigh down on my mind. And I wish I could make them all go away. 'Cause I need your love back in my life. I could love you all my life. I could love you all my life. Call a girl like you my wife. I could love you all my life, yeah. And I need you by my side.
Okay. I got a little man crush going on here. Jumping.
So there we go.
So. You knew you were coming on to a show where we talk about spiritual stuff, and, you know, you've seen some of our guests, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the whole spiritual thing and the whole God thing? And I mean, did you grow up with any of that stuff? Is this all new to you?
I grew up in a really kind of, I would call it strict and religious family. And I kind of found myself searching for something tangible and real I could grasp onto and I think it was a long process for me. A lot of people, when they talk about their conversion or their, you know, when they came to know God, it's a point in time. But for me, it was like it was over the course of a couple of years. I just really wrestled with it, and I still wrestle with it. Like, some days I just feel so lost. Wake up in the morning and don't know which end is up, and you know, things hit you in life, and they can knock you right off your track, right off your course, and send you for a loop, and you can go off on a bunny trail trying to figure things out. I don't really have a lot of answers as far as where I think it.
Does this discussion come up amongst your peers, amongst your friends, amongst other musos? Do you guys ever talk about it? Do you write ever about these sorts of things?
Yeah, I do. Like the first song that I sang for you there, that's a very spiritual song. Like, but I kind of leave my opinions out of my music. I try to, at least, unless someone asks, you know, unless I'm on a radio show and someone's asking
some jerk
me
on a radio show. Yeah.
But you know, I like people to kind of find their own interpretation and their own meaning in the song, and everyone takes something different. But I think God has very much been someone who didn't quit on me through my life and didn't give up on me, and I still feel like that today. And I still feel like, you know, when I'm lost, that he's a guiding light, whether it's through a song or through a person or through nature. Sometimes, mm-hmm. sometimes I find myself in nature. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm running through a forest. I love the run, and like I said earlier, Brantford's kind of a city around nature. There's all kinds of nature trails that run, that go through forests. I just love running those trails. If I get confused or I get scared or even lonely, and that's like weird, because here, if I'm lonely, sometimes I'll go for a run by myself. But when I'm in a forest and it's surrounded by trees and in the air, and you know, I'll come across some deer or something, I just feel like, I feel like there is a God. Because as an artist, I've always kind of related to things artistically. I see art, you know, I see art on the wall, and you kind of think, oh, I wonder what that guy was like that painted that picture. You hear a song, I wonder what he's like in person, you know. And so when I see art, you know, in life, I wonder about the artist, and I wonder about who is the person behind it all. So, but when I'm in nature, it hits me right in the face that it's so impossible to ignore that there's an artist out there that created it all and made it so special and beautiful. And it just touches me to the core. I'm doing a crappy job putting it to words, but
well, you are. But that's the point.
Yeah.
No, you know? Really, it is. Yeah. If your answer to what do you think about God or God stuff is clean and crisp and got a little bow on it, then honestly, my opinion is, I'm not sure whether you got God figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got God figured out, I don't think it's God you got figured out, because there should be a certain unfigure-outability about God.
Yeah. It's almost like a paradox. The more you the more you learn, the more you realize that you don't know anything at all.
Yeah. Speaking of not.
Sorry, I can see himself editing again. You don't know.
Swear filter on.
If we could get our disclaimer button working, let's do another song, man.
Yeah, we can do one more, yeah.
What do you got for us? Is this going to be Jingle Bells? Because I saw you put some bells on your toes.
I put a little bit. It's a foot tambourine that I actually, with the live show, I'll mic this up and then put a huge reverb on it. And it kind of goes all over the place.
Ooh, that's cool. I like that.
But we'll just have it here and see. I don't know if I'll use it or not, but if you hear it, you hear it.
All right, what's this? What are you doing? What are you doing?
This is called Forget Your Sorrows, and that's what it's about. Trying to find a way in a world where everything's upside down.
It gets harder and harder to pick yourself up off the ground. You can't see tomorrow. Forget the golden Jordan rainbow. Oh, now is remember to let your love show, yeah. Oh, forget your sorrows, yeah. Gotta forget your sorrows. Oh, if I had a penny for every dollar I wasted trying to spend my way back to a smile. And if I had a nickel for every time I hated, if only I'd known it just wasn't worth my while. Yeah, you can't see tomorrow. Forget the golden joy, the rainbow. Oh, and always remember to let your love show. Forget your sorrows. Oh, forget your sorrows. Oh, someday you might realize you've been living on borrowed time. So don't let another day go by when you don't turn your face to the sun and thank God you're alive. Oh, forget your sorrows. Oh, forget your sorrows. Yeah, forget your sorrows, baby. Oh, forget your sorrows, sorrows, yeah. Forget your sorrows, baby. Forget your sorrows, sorrows, yeah. Forget your sorrows, baby.
Evan Champagne on the Drew Marshall Show. That's a good uplifter, ain't
it? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we want to take a very, very short break and come back with more of Evan Champagne here on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to go out with another track of his, but he has to tell us which track. He has to tell Tim which track. He's already told Tim which track, so Tim knows which track we're going to go out on.
It's a live blues track.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll like it, I think.
By the way, when we come back, we should talk about Joe Bonamassa.
We should.
Because that guy's a freak show, man.
He is the guy.
He is the guy. The guy. The guy. The Bears.
The Bears.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, let's get out of this. Folks, short break. When we come back, more of this guy live.
Anymore. Baby, don't
This guy's live in studio, folks. Evan Champagne. Have a listen to one of his latest tracks.
When I think of starting over, thought of the ways down on my mind. When I think of growing older, I need your love in my life. Oh, I could love you all my life. I could love you all my life.
So a long time ago, I decided that I wanted to have a little bit more focus on music on this show, because when I think about stuff that's spoken to my soul, it, like Preacher, wasn't at the top of the list. But music, man, I just poured over music when I was younger. You know, Evan, earlier we were talking about Supertramp, and I remember just sitting down in the basement with the album, you know, even in the quietest moments, that song wrecked me. And I didn't even know why it wrecked me. It just did, you know. So that's why we started this Live on the Drew Marshall Show thing, devoted solely to the art of music. And that's why Evan's here. Obviously, the kid is talented. but his stuff permeates, man. So I got to ask you, what is it about you that makes stuff that is able to penetrate people and grab their souls?
That's a good question, man. You guys would probably be better to answer that than me. I just always have just picked up the guitar and sang, and what comes out, kind of what comes out, and I don't know, it feels, there's moments when it feels like I'm hiding, but when I'm with guys like you that love music, or playing for an audience that love music, it kind of pulls it out of me. It pulls the honest music out of a musician, and pulls the honest, there's music, and then there's the expression there's expression through music, and that's something that artists either give you or they don't. The audience can pull that out of you, or it can push it. It can keep it inside an artist. Like it's a scary thing to really put it out there and really let it all hang out and let the song come across. Right? Sometimes you get emotional during a song. Sometimes you get angry. Sometimes you get sad, depending on what the song is. Because a lot of these songs for artists, are almost like journal entries. You know, they go through an experience in life. I go through an experience in life. I write about it, you know, because I want to share something that I've learned, you know, with someone else. Or maybe it's cathartic. I just want to get it off my chest.
Right. So here's what I've just figured out. In your answer there, what I just heard you say was, for some reason, I'm able to be vulnerable doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's your vulnerability that captures people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is odd because, you know, most people that know me, they wouldn't call me a vulnerable person.
No, but through your tunes,
yeah,
you are.
Through music, it's different. It's a different thing.
Look, it's the same thing with me on the show. And even when I used to be a – don't tell anybody. When I used to be a pastor, when I've got a microphone and I'm sharing with people, I consider it such a privilege that I want to repay them by giving them as much of my blood, sweat, and tears as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that means vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So I will find myself, you know, being ambushed by my own emotions during a show or when I'm speaking somewhere. But one-on-one with people.
Yeah. it's weird. Eh? I guess we're all meant to do certain things. And when we're in that seat, when we're in that saddle, we can be it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just who we are, right?
Yeah. Okay, I want people to buy your CDs. I want people to go to your concerts. I want, you know, go to your gigs. I want them to, to hire you for house concerts. I want them to spend money on you, basically.
I love house concerts.
Yeah, they're great.
they're great. They are great.
So how can we get, I mean, first of all, the website is?
The website's evanchampagne.com.
Okay.
Which is so it's Evan.
Do you like Evan Live?
Yeah, Evan Live. That goes to the same thing. So okay. If that's easier for you to remember, evanlive.ca will also take you there.
And do you have some gigs coming up we can go to?
Yep. Probably the best thing to do would be to hop on my Facebook page, which is just go into your Facebook, search up Evan Champagne on Facebook, because I put all my shows up there every week. Like tonight, I'm in Brantford at a pub playing. I'll have a Guinness in my hand in between songs, and I'll be playing some Supertramp tonight.
Nice.
And some of my own stuff at the Tin Cup in Brantford, which is up on Lindenick Park Road. But you can find all my shows. Facebook is really how I kind of put it out there. Also on my website, you'll see a listing for shows. So the music, iTunes, Evan Champagne on iTunes. You can buy the EP. $1 a song, or if you want it for free, just message me through my Facebook page and say, "Hey, Evan, shoot me a digital download of your new EP." I like sending it around for free too. So, but iTunes, you can find me anytime. Evan Champagne on iTunes, and yeah,
good,
yeah,
good. Well,
shameless self promotion.
No. Yeah, listen, it's amazing how many you know, obviously Canadian artists I've had here on the show, sitting here in the studio doing their thing, and you all suck at self promotion. You all really suck. The only person who's semi decent at it that I've come across is Jacob Moon, but he's just so arrogant. That's why he's like.
Well, he's pretty awesome, so he's a good dude. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we've kind of run out of racetrack here, man, and you were stuck in some serious traffic, apparently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a real slice to be here with you, Drew. It's kind of an honor, to be honest, and without sounding like I'm kissing ass, I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I appreciate it, man.
I it's the vulnerability thing. I think that's the connection, right? So, so thank you again. Evan Champagne is who we've been showcasing here on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This final hour, we try to bring you some fantastic stuff, and I think we were able to do it again today. So, quite proud of myself for being able to do that. And Amber McLean, boy, her name keeps getting mentioned and mentioned and mentioned. What's that again?
Matt actually hooked it up.
Oh, that's right. It was Amber's husband, Matt. Yeah.
So.
But we don't care. We don't care about him. All right, folks. That is it. We are pretty much out of time. Tim, buddy, thanks. Good to have you back. He was away last weekend for Thanksgiving. But my son co-hosted, and he was better. If you missed any of today's show, including the daughter of Godfather of Soul, James Brown, Yama Brown, man, we will have all of our show today posted on our website by the end of the week for your listening pleasure.
I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bug. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. So I'll be asking for forgiveness then, till the day I die, though I can't be sure of what I've done.